Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send out directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. You got the bread man one time up in here again Monday morning, August the 5th, 2013. I want to welcome all of our callers and all of our listeners as well. We've had a very, very blessed weekend. We had a lot of events go on. We got a lot to talk about this morning up in here. With that being said, I want to get the inspiration and vitamin out of the way before I open up any mics. For those of you that are out there, we're going to talk about comfort and strength this morning. Comfort and strength. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us internal engagement and good hope, encourage your heart and strengthen you in every good deed and word. That reading came from 2 Theologians, 2nd chapter, the 16th and 17th verse. With that being said, I want to add a little prayer. Lord Jesus, comfort our hearts and give us strength to do and say only what is right and true. Amen. I want to welcome everybody to the Bread Man One Time Show. Once again, on our list today, we're going to cover everything that happened this past weekend. With that being said, I'm going to have to get a couple key players in here. We're going to have Atomic Dog on the show today. We're going to have Big Drag on the show later today. So if any of you on here want to know what happened to Big Drag over the weekend, he is going to be on live to tell everyone, you know, what happened and perhaps what's his goals in the near future here. We're going to also talk about what happened to MRI. I'm trying to get currently some of the guys on that was up there participating in that adventure. Right now, we're going to got a caller with his hand up. We're going to go ahead and go to them and see what's cracking here. Caller number 404-2864. Your mic is on.
What happened, man? Somebody hung up, didn't they?
Hello?
I swapped the call.
Hello? Welcome. You're live on the Brian Show.
Okay.
Let me see if we can call Brian in. That's who we're talking about.
I'll put it back on the line.
I don't know. If y'all call in and hold your hand up, you need to be paying attention. You live on the Brian Show. I don't know what they got going on. Well, we're going to get the show along here and moving. We want to talk about basically this weekend. We had a lot of things that happened. I was discussing with you guys. We also going to try to get Chris Nelson back in here for our engine tech talk. I don't know if he's trying to get back on land here. He's flew out of town for a minute. And I also wanted to try to offer up from last week, we had some great discussion going on. I want to offer up some chassis information. I'm going to try to get a chassis guy in here if things and time permits itself. With that being said, I got most of the sponsors out of the way. I do want to throw this one in here. If y'all will hold, we're going to make a little commercial break here and throw in a plug for August the 10th. We're going to be out in Texas. Grudge Inc. will be in Texas August the 10th.
Texas Geek Turned Book. Atomic Dog Racing. Show Enough Racing and Grudge Inc. brings to you the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4. Saturday, August 10th, 2013, at Dallas Raceway in Crandall, Texas. Let's get turned up. The stage has been set. All out grudge racing.
You heard me?
We got War. Atomic Dog vs. Tree Man. Show Enough vs. Mr. Five Speed. Bang, 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 bang,
bang.
Also looking for action. Tony Boss Byers and the Prime Time Crew. DJ Grant. Chi-Town Beers. C-Town Tony. Kenny Duke, we got HTI Racing vs. Hit Squad of Black Hole. Five car lock in, and more to come.
Hold up.
We got a 5-0 index class, $1,000 winner. A 580 index class, $1,000 winner. And a 7-0 index class, $500 winner. Let's get
turned up.
For the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, gates open at 12 noon. Admission $20. Kids 12 under free. Spectator side parking free. Pit side parking $10. Texas, stand up. Let's get
turned up.
Cause everything's big in Texas. I got my cowboy boots. Let's do some kicking. For more info, call Atomic Dog up at 512-775-6563. Or call up Peanut at 214-317-0185. It's your boy Chuck G. Let's get
turned up.
Mic will be hot. All right. We back. Got the one and only Atomic Dog up in the house. How you doing this morning, Atomic Dog?
Hey, good man. Good morning, Brad, man. I'm doing all right, man. Just on this highway. Coming down 55, trying to get back from Hot Springs, supporting Witch Show. And also, I went out and supported Grudge Inc. Boom on Wheels Show. And so, I'm just laying my rap back, man, getting ready. Out there doing my thing, promoting the race, man, and talking to people and getting ready for the big show. As you know, we got coming up August the 10th, this coming Saturday. Atomic Dog showing up racing in Grudge Inc. Aim to put together the biggest show in Texas. A lot of grudge going on, a lot of action going on.
Breaking up, Atomic Dog. You're breaking up. Atomic Dog breaking up. Hang in there, Atomic Dog. I'll get right back to you. Hang in there. I got somebody else with their hand up here. Caller number 706-1688. Your mic is hot. Welcome to the Bread Man.
Hey, Bread Man. good thing for your show today, brother. But, Breadman, I might be jumping ahead of myself, but I'm a little worried and I'm a little upset and I'm a little puzzled, Breadman. And you being the man of God that you are, I need to ask you a question that might just lead on to the subject you say you got coming up. But could I ask you a question, because I need some spiritual guidance and some spiritual understanding, brother.
Okay, okay. I'm right here for you, brother. Come on with it.
Okay, now this is what it is, man. If you, as you just said, spoke earlier in your show, man, Big Greg, now, I've been knowing Big Greg probably 20, 25 years, man. I never know that brother to never disrespect anybody. I never know him to really speak evil of nobody. And I always know him to be a fair, 100% up straight guy. Now, this is my question, and I'm not questioning the work of the Lord, but how could that happen to his car, man? I mean, you know, I'm just asking because I believe in the Lord and I pray, but this got me kind of messed up then. For a guy to be that good, and for as I know, how could that happen to him? How could that happen to him, Breadman?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. We're gonna get to that. That's why we're gonna get to these callers, and I'm gonna share with you, you know what I mean, in a Christian manner. You know what I mean? Why things happen to good people. You know what I mean?
I'll be listening for that, man, because that got me kind of messed up, man. That, when I seen that, man, I just fell on my knees, man.
Now, well, you know, it's going to be okay. There's a lot of us that, you know, like I said, we're going to talk about it. I just want to, you know what I mean? I want to have enough time, you know, for him to get his people in check and for us to get all of the key players on the phone this morning that is involved with that to everybody's going to have a say-so in it, and we're going to wrap up. I definitely want to add, and I thank you for calling in, having the urgency to come on and ask, you know what I mean, the truth behind, you know, why good things happen. I mean, why bad things happen to good people. I mean, it's just
okay. All right. Also, one more thing, too. It ain't MRI. It's MIR. You said MRI.
Oh, well, thank you for correcting me. You have
I didn't correct me. Everybody do it, man. It is a mixed up because you used to say MRI when you're in the hospital or whatever, but it's MIR. But anyway, Brad, man, I'm going to be standing by on that there, man. And right now, like I said, the stuff that happened to Big Greg this weekend, man, it got me kind of messed up. So I'm going to just be on standby, man. I'm on mute.
Okay, no. Thank you. I'm going to open up this. Well, we still got Atomic Dog. Go ahead. You went out on me and you back live, Atomic Dog. You can finish up. You got
all right,
to.
All right, that man. Yeah, I'm traveling down this highway, man. You know, the signal's sometimes going out. Like I say, man, Grudge, Atomic Dog, and Showing Up Racing, man. We putting together a big show in Texas. This coming Saturday on the 10th at Dallas Raceway. We got a lot of locked in racing, man, and people getting excited about it. Should be the biggest Grudge race in Texas, man. Guys coming down, hey, trying to do their thing, Fred, man. As you know. Hey, we like to do it big in Texas. We want to have a good time. And, man, like I said, we got some good races planned on, as you know. Got myself going up, me and Tree Man, finally. Hopefully, all will go well. We locked in to do our thing. I'm going to take Tree Man on and Peanut and Mr. Five Speed. Going to do their thing. And a lot of other Grudge races, man. You got Tony Bosbines locked in. He's talking like a bell right now. He done got three races locked in. Already, and he actually trying to call. We called Donye yesterday. He want to lock Donye in. Donye, you know, they got to take something out. He had a few issues this past weekend, MRI, but he said it probably minor. But he told Tony, don't worry about it. He's going to get what he's looking for. So, there's a lot of action. You know, we got Grudge Inc., Texas State, field holder, Tony Thorne. He also locked in with Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes was on the show last week talking to me. He said, hey, ain't nobody scared of Tony Bynes, why so many people afraid of him. You still got to get in the light, and we're going to see who's going to turn the lights on. So, you know, you got Texas Grudge Inc. Field holder going up against Gangsta Boo, too. They're going to do their thing along with a few more races. We got about right now committed locked-in races. We got about 15, 16 races I got posted all over the Internet right now. So, hey, it should be a good thing. You know, everybody coming to make action, and so we're going to see what happens. Hopefully everything goes forward to plan and the races get off. But, you know, that's out of our control. It's on the races when it comes to that. But we do all we do to pump up a good show, man. Me, Peanut, Sharon, Ricky, Showing Up Racing, Grudge Inc. And, hey, we're just doing our thing, man. And we're going to try to make it happen August the 10th Dallas Raceway, the home of the Concrete Palace. So it's going to be a live action all night long, man. So hopefully people come out. The gate's going to open at 12 o'clock. We know it's going to be hot, but we open early like that because we got people coming from, you know, different states, and we don't want them to have to sit around. So we get open the track, and we're actually going to start a little late off in that afternoon. But we're going to just open the track early where people can get in. So that's what we got going on. If I got any questions, they can contact me.
Okie doke. Well, hang around, and, you know, if anybody have any questions, I'm glad to glad you're on here. With that being said, I'm going to move right along. I also want to give a big shout-out to my man, Mike Hitman Hill. He went over there to Memphis Motorsports, and they had a big ADRL race over there. And, fellas, let me tell y'all, he made it to the second round in the Pro Nitrous Extreme class. That was a big, big accomplishment, and I want to give a big shout-out for, you know, just going over there to try with them boys. Good God Almighty. You know, you've done great. You're still doing good, and I want to give a big shout-out to you, Mike, for going over to participate in that race. With that being said, I got a couple for folks that want to get on in here. Hold on a minute. Let me go to the next caller. Caller 708-2502. Your mic is live. Morning time.
What's happening, y'all?
How you doing?
Drag. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, hanging in there. How you doing, Big Drag?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Everything's good.
Okay.
Yeah, let's tell you a little bit today, but, you know, it's just part of the game.
Well, sit back. We're going to have you in here, Big Drag. I want to hold you there. I just want everybody to know he is on the line because I got a big, big introduction that I need to do. But I just want to recognize and let you know that your mic will be hot. Just go to mute for me, and we'll call you when we get to that segment, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So hang in.
Okay.
Okie doke.
I'm going
to this next caller, 770-2657. Your mic is hot. Welcome.
Good morning,
Brad.
This Hellboy. Good morning.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Just called to show a little support. And I heard the comment Dog made about why good things happen to bad things happen to good people. And just going to enlighten a little bit on it from experience of myself, you know. We can't ever question God and the decisions he makes. But, you know, trials and tribulations, we'll all go through them. And you know, it doesn't do nothing but make you stronger. Because, you know, you go through stuff and, you know, you get through it. And, you know, like I said, it makes you stronger on others. You know, it might just be a test of faith, you know. Ain't no telling what might happen to come up. You know, but it's, like I said, it's just you got to still stay positive and, you know, keep your faith in God. And, you know, he's going to be good to you. And I think, Brad, you know I'm a living example of it, you know, within the last 6 months of my life. And you know what I've been through. But, you know, just to give a little enlightenment on Dog, what he questioned, you know, why do bad things happen to good people? You know, and like you said, it just might be something to make a man strong.
Thank you, sir. You know, did you hear the inspirational vitamin this morning?
No, I actually got on a little late. I ain't get on about 11:10, right before Dog came on, right after that Chuck D commercial. I didn't hear it.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm gonna put you here, and I thank you for calling, and I ask that anyone else out there that would like to add to this before we elaborate on it. I wish you could press the one button and we can get it all out of the way and go from there. But, Mr. Hellboy, thank you for calling and sitting here. And we'll get back with you if you have any other questions, sir.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Kylie. Thanks, Kylie.
Uh,
caller number 404-2864. Yo, that was a. Let me try one more time and see if we don't have an echo here. Good morning.
Oh.
How you doing?
I got out of the phone. I was a manager. Falling, smoke, everybody.
How y'all doing? Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show, morning time. It's probably it's a big echo. It's hard to hear you guys. I would ask that you split up and call the show.
I don't know.
But thank those guys for calling in. With that being said, we're going to get back to, I'm going to go back to Dog. I'm going to bring Dog on in here, and we got Big Drag, Mike is live too, Dog, and let you share on what you felt, and we're going to take it from there. Dog, come on in.
All right, Brad, man. Big Drag, how you doing, big fella? Drag.
He on here.
Is Drag the Drag leave?
No, he on mute. He on mute. Big Drag.
Okay, I'm off, y'all. I'm off. I was getting a call at the same time. I'm trying to turn the mute off. Okay, I don't know. Drag, I don't know. Did you hear me? Did you hear me what I said earlier when I asked Brad Man about what happened? Did you hear me? Were you on there?
Yeah. I heard you, Dog, and I got the answer for that.
Okay, I want to know that, man, because it got me. Big Drag, I'm out here right now. I ain't trying to be funny, and people can say what they want. I'm out here right now. Every time I couldn't even look at that thing, man. And every time I think about it, and right now, it got me choked up right now, brother. I mean, you know, I'm serious about that. I need to know something because it doesn't mess me up. It doesn't mess me up, man.
Well, let me explain, Dog, if Brett Man don't mind, and I'm going to give everybody some insight about how the Lord worked, you know. He come and grabbed me back in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? And I've been a soldier of his camp since the 90s. So God is awesome, and he's wonderful, bro. And this situation about us losing this car, let me tell you how it was a blessing, Dog. And, you know, sometimes they come in disguises. What I mean when I say in disguises, you look at that car, you can't see anything where good can come from it. But as you remember, Dog, Gunnerpix came early part of the year, and he videoed me getting in and out of that car. And I told you guys, I said, my reason that I won't drive a car is because I'm uncomfortable. And if I ever got in any type of trouble, you know, I might get hurt in that car. Well, dude, I'd have died in that car yesterday. I would have died in that car, Dog. So that's the good right there of the situation. Now, let me tell you how it gets better. It gets even greater. My buddy Mitch that was driving the car, Mitch is like 250 pounds. Y'all know I'm 340, 335, somewhere up in there. So I'm down there 100 pounds heavier than Mitch. And Mitch caught the devil getting out that car. What had happened is it spit the motor out. It went the crankshaft about 900 to 1,000 foot. That's when my brother went back there and looked at everything. He estimated it. Now, the dude that we was running, the guy that we was racing, we was out on him about a car and a half. At the 1,000 foot. And he says when the car exploded, he was coming around after it exploded, that allowed him to be able to get back around. And he said the whole car was totally engulfed in flames while the car was still running. Now, my car could spit the motor out anywhere between 900 and 1,000 foot mark, and it still stopped the car at 7 flat. It was 700, 701 was what the ticket said and it's on the scoreboard. And Mitch, being 250 pounds, which was my buddy was driving, he barely got out of that car, Dog, without getting seriously hurt. The top of his foot got burnt a little bit. It burned his fire shoes, the racing safety shoes a little bit, and it burned the top of his foot a little bit, and it burned two layers of his jacket. Now, me being on the starting line trying to get down there, by the time I got down there, my first thing was to go check on Mitch. You know, my buddy, that car was in flames, bro. There was nothing I could do about it, Dog. So after I went and made sure that my buddy was okay, then I come over there and look at the car. That son of a gun burned so bad, man, it burned the motor plate. It burnt the valve covers off of it. Burnt the, you don't even know the drive shaft in it. It had aluminum drive shaft, burnt the drive shaft. I mean, the fire was so intense. And then somebody called me last night. They was a little pissed off because of some of the comments that some people made on Yellow Bullet or something about, well, why didn't they have a fire system in the car? The car had a fire system in it. It was equipped. It was used. And that fire system, for the information, saved my buddy's life. Mitch told me, dude, it was so bad in there, I couldn't breathe, Jack Drag. I couldn't breathe. He said, and I flipped the fire bottles on, it cleared out enough for me to get some oxygen to be able to get my seatbelts off and get the steering wheel off and get out of the car. The hard device, he had a hard device on, and it got tangled up in the seatbelt. But that's where the good comes, dog. So reason that, you know, bad things happen to good people is because God never told any of his soldiers or anyone in this world that they're not exempt from troubles and stuff like that. But he did say he would send a pacifier and he would help us through these things. So that's why the loss of this car, you know, I can't tell you it didn't hurt my pockets, dog. But it don't hurt my pride. It don't hurt my feelings. It hurt my pockets. And Mike Hill called me last night, and I talked to Mike for a little while, and I said, Mike, I'm going to say this to you, bro, and I mean it from my heart, man. I said, if the loss of my car could bring you and your crew, meaning you, Dog, as well, all other dudes on the East Coast together, where you and Jay and the rest of us can all be brothers and get along, not the bickering, not the fighting, you know, we're going to all have differences. That don't matter about the differences. I'm just talking about people having animosity, and I'm not naming no one. I'm just speaking about things that I know is going on. If this, the loss of this car brings us brothers together where we can all be in the same place, do the same thing that we all love to do, then you know what? I'm okay with that. I'll take the loss. It's all good. No big deal, man. One thing I promise everybody, I will rebuild. I'll be back, you know. I'll bounce back. It may take me a year, year and a half, but I will bounce back from this. But all the concern and the support that I've gotten from all the brothers is so overwhelming, man. It just makes me, you know, say thank y'all. And I'm proud to be one of God's sons because all the decency that I have in me towards people, it hasn't went in vain. You know what I'm saying, dog? So that's the good about, you know, losing something like that. When all you guys step up concern, if it ain't nothing but a call or a text, say, bro, you all right? I hope you're all right. Sorry about your loss. Man, that makes it all right. Really, it does, bro.
Okay, Drag, I'm glad you said that, man. It made me feel a little better because I wanted to call you, but, Drag, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't call you because, Drag, I don't know what to say. I mean, what can a person say about that? So I didn't call you, but I did post it on there. I know I posted on the Internet and let everybody know about it. And, Drag, from what you just said then, it puts it in perspective, man. It puts it in a big perspective for you, man. And, big fella, I'm here for you. That's all I can say. I'm here for you, you know.
Well, man, I appreciate you, Kevin, man, and I got love for all y'all. I want y'all to know that, and that's why when everybody's into it, it upsets me, dog. You know, it bothers me, and as you notice, I just back away. I don't want to comment because I don't want to say nothing bad about you, dog. I don't want to say nothing bad about Mike. I don't want to say nothing bad about Jay or whoever. You know what I'm saying? So as you notice, I just back away. I don't want to be involved with that. I want to be involved in drag racing, but I don't want to be involved with the controversy, man.
Drag, I got to say that on one thing. I can appreciate what you said about that, Drag, but I'm going to be honest with you, Drag. Sometimes, I mean, a person of your stature in this game and your knowledge and stuff, sometimes, Drag, you might have to step in for some of them hard fights. Believe it or not, all the stuff I get into, Drag, I don't like to get into this stuff, man, but, I mean, it is what it is. Maybe you should sit back, Drag, and then maybe you should say something about some of this stuff, Drag.
Well, if it'll help the situation, I promise you I will, man. I'll go on and above to try to rectify it if it'll help. You know, but I just hate to see it happening, dog. You know, I'm sure there's people that's out there that's probably say, oh, that's good for them and this, that, and the other. But, you know, those are just the people that just ain't got nothing good in their heart, man. So
So I hope right now while we're talking, and I don't want to take up all Bread Man show talking about this here with you, but I'm glad you helped me. My heart feel a little better, but it, I mean, you know, Greg, I hope ain't nobody out there, don't care how bad they don't like you or disagree with you, I hope ain't nobody out there that cruel to say that shit with what you just said. And I hope ain't nobody out there that cruel.
Well, you know, I've seen it before, dog. You know, I hope it's not neither. You know, for people, you know, yeah, that was a loss. That's a major loss, man. And I'm not the only one that suffered, me and my brothers, because we the ones that built that car. It's just my name on it because I'm so known in the race community. But, you know, my brother, I had to pretty much just pick him up and take him to the side yesterday and tell him it's okay, bro. We'll be all right.
All right, one more thing, and I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to go on mute and listen to some other people. But, Drag, nobody can, you know, look at the countless hours that you worked. Look at the countless stress you did. Look at the countless up and down this road you did. Look at all the doggone things you did and all the other people that were helping you to get that car together, man. Nobody can walk in your shoes unless they done walked in your shoes, Drag. And I'm glad you got an upbeat, positive outlook on it, man. And all I can say is I'm on mute, man. Thank you, Brad, man.
Well, appreciate you, dog.
Well, I'm glad to have an opportunity to, for those listeners out there, I want to say something. I want to give y'all some insight on who y'all actually listening to. Big Drag is the director of Grudging, okay? And this man is one of two people who y'all just heard that has received a Lifetime Achievement Award in the grudge world. It's only two people that ever received one of those. And y'all was just listening to both of those men talk about their success, which is Big Drag and Dog are the only two people that has had and been issued a Lifetime Achievement Award in the grudge world. Also, Big Drag used to race in NHRA Pro Stock. This man also has raced in the NMCA. And with that being said, he's been racing over 40 years. So, you know, that's why Dog has the respect he has for him. And I just want to say I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to speak to him on a numerous of times. We just spoke last year on, I believe it was Mississippi Joe's show, about safety. And, you know, this is what saved Mitch Michael, I know you're out there. You was the driver. I just want to say one time to you, brother, thank you, and God is good. You know he is. I want to throw that out there as well. You know, I want to I'm gonna let Big Drag go ahead and give some thanks to a couple of the people that made it possible for him to even have that car. Go ahead, Big Drag. I'm gonna let you have
it. Before Drag go, I'm going to say one more thing that really hit me, and this would really put me in the right frame of mind right now. And I'm, like I said, I'm a little hung up right now. But with Drag, when Drag, hey, I'll come back to you.
Okay. Go ahead, Big Drag.
Okay. First of all, I want to give thanks to God, man. Everything. You know, while I was sitting there watching that car burn, I just said, thank you, Lord, that you let my buddy get out that car. You know, that car is, it is what it is. It's a race car, you know. Even if it was a $10,000 bracket car or a $200,000 pro stock, you know, it was a race car, bro. And I've told people, there's a lot of people over there yesterday just looking at the car, and they tell me about how sorry he is and sorry for my loss. And I appreciate all that. But like I told them, you know, and a lot of people want to know, well, man, you sure taking this well. I says, let me say something to you, man. I want to tell all y'all this. Y'all listen at me. I want y'all to hear this. And back in 2001, I come in the house and I go in my bedroom and I pick up a two-page letter off my bed. It was written to me by my son, which was my junior. He was 17 years old, man. And I went in the basement, found him with a bullet hole in his head. You understand what I'm saying? My son blew his brains out. And in the letter that he left me, it said, I wish I could be half the man that you is, Pop. You know what I'm saying? So after going through something like that, y'all, that race car was nothing. That was zero. You know, I would give my life today to bring his life back in a 100 race car. So losing a race car You know, it, like I said in the beginning, it hurt my it didn't hurt my pride or my feelings. It hurt my pockets. That's what it hurt. Because like Dolph said, there's a lot of money spending a car like that. You know, I like to tell y'all a brand new RJ Camaro. You know what I'm saying? What he get for him? He got a 820-inch Sonny Hemi in it. You know, people know what that's worth. But in all this, I can see the good in it, and it was the good in it is to be able to, you know, take that in stride, take your losses in stride, man, and move on with it, you know, and be strong. I just hope that the loss that I had would help somebody else as far as safety, you know, jumping in the race cars that ain't equipped, you know, just in case you need the equipment when you get in a catastrophic failure or an unexpected crash or a fire. You need to have safety bottles in the car, and fire system. You need to buy them shoes, man, if they cost $200, put them on. You need to put on that jacket, y'all. My driver had on a three-layer jacket approved for driving that caliber car. It burned two layers of his jacket, y'all, in a matter of between 900,000 feet and him stopping that car to where it stopped and it burned. Now that car still, when it exploded, had to have been running close to 200 mile an hour. Then it coasted at a 701 from the 900,000 foot and still went. It coasted 701 and went like 159. That was, you know, car was on fire doing that. So you don't have much time to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? People may think, well, I can do this and I can do that. But you can't do this and you can't do that. And Mitch told me last night, I went to see him last night, because he wanted me to bring him that car back. My driver feels so bad about what happened. I told him, man, as long as you're okay, we okay. We'll build another race car. We ain't worried about that. But he wanted to see the car and take it apart himself. I want to know what it is he can do for me. I say, the best thing you can do for me, bro, is thank God, pray. Because this was a serious situation with, you know, the only thing was lost was the possession. No life was lost. Nobody was hurt. And that was a great thing. But I want to get back to the safety part of it. That car got so hot, y'all, it burned the B-locks off of it. It burnt the manifold, the intake manifold burnt. The transmission burnt. The motor plate burnt. I'm telling you, if y'all seen this, it's crazy. And after they put the fire out on the car, it took us about 30 minutes to get a trailer because we had to get an open trailer to put it on. When we were trying to put the car up on the trailer, 30 minutes later, the tubing was still so hot on the car, we couldn't even grab it. So this stuff happened so fast, and I want you brothers to take my loss and use it in your favor to where you won't have to have these problems as far as, you know, getting hurt. If a car wrecked or if a car burned, there's nothing we can do about it. But you can definitely help yourself by having the right, you know, the right safety equipment in the car, the right belts, man, the right suits, you know, the right helmets, the gloves, and all that, man. That stuff is important, y'all.
Big fella.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm back. Let me break in on you right quick so I can shut up and get out of here. I want to say to all the people out there that's listening, all us racers, I know 99% of us do not have that type of car or have the doggone equipment on there to do the safety stuff. But what we can do is to try to do the best we can for what we got. But what I wanted to say before I got got a little upset there is I want to say props out to you, Big Drag, as a man. As a man, bred man in Big Drag, you can take this here as a life lesson. I'm talking about all those guys that are driving these cars and everything. Big Drag put his heart and soul into that car, a lot of hours, a lot of money, a lot of people helping him. He put it all that into that car. Big Drag was a big enough man. He was a big enough man. His pride didn't stand in his way. He knew he couldn't get his big ass out of that car if something like that happened. I'm saying
right.
It like, I ain't trying to joke, but I'm trying to say it with a little humor because I don't want to get well up again. He knew he couldn't get his big ass out of that car, so he took his own pride. All the stuff we was joking him in about driving his car, or how fast his car could run, he put all that aside. It takes a real man. I'm talking about a man, not just a man in age and in stature. I'm talking about a real man to get out of his own car and put somebody else in there because he had enough common sense to know damn well if something like that happened, he couldn't do it. So what I'm trying to tell some of the drivers, including myself, if we know, and a driver does know, if we're not capable of handling these cars or think we're capable of handling these cars or we think something's wrong that we shouldn't handle these cars, put your pride aside, brothers. Put your side of, your pride aside and let somebody else that you think can handle these cars handle these cars. Now, that's what I took out of this here, and it's a life-changing event. It's a life event for all y'all out there. Look at this here. Learn from it, fellas. Learn from it. Big Greg, Bread Man,
yes.
Thank y'all for letting me take up this much time, and I hope we learned something. And like Greg said, if it helps one person, it was okay. Thank you, Big Greg, for explaining everything. Thank you, Bread Man, for giving me the time, brother. I'm on mute listening.
Okay, Doc.
Well, with that being said, I want to say, Big Drag, that I don't know if everybody is being able to witness or feel like I felt. At some point, I feel like I was in the Commerce back in 2001, I believe it was. It might have been 2003, I believe. We were in Commerce, and I had a very close friend of mine, Bobby Wildchild, had a brand new car. And He made a pass with it, and it just made a hard left into the wall right past the 8 mile mark, and the door come off, and you know he just had put all that good stuff in there, the window net, he had his gloves and neck brace on, all that good stuff, brand new car. He ran behind a jet car. He went right behind a jet car, made a hard left into the wall, boom. And the car ended up on the side that he had to get out on. It was on his side, and it hit the left wall. He was in the left. It hit the left wall and went across and hit the other wall, too. And now he's stuck. Driver's side, he's stuck in there. Well, anyway, it wasn't any flames or anything, but he went on and kicked the windshield out after they realized they had to get him through the windshield. But when he got out, you know, all that happened was he broke a couple of his toes. And, you know, when he jumped, you know, it was just to have, you know, to see him get out of that thing the way it was. If he had to try to, you know, be inflamed and try to get out of that car from the top side, that's almost impossible. You know what I mean? A funny car cage car. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, with that being said, the reason I'm saying this is because that safety equipment saved his arm. You know what I mean? You know, we all know if we don't have a net in there, your arm going to fly out of it. Even if it's sweet hard to the right like that, your arm is coming out of there. I don't know if people realize that. And, you know, I just want to ask the grudge world, what can we do? What can we do to make ourselves professionals? To make ourselves, you know, understand that this is some serious stuff that we're dealing with. Why do we have to always have situations like this to arise before we realize that, hey, my game isn't up to par in the safety department? And the one thing that we as individuals say is, I know that, but you will still go out there and try to race that car when we can just sit back, save you a little cheese, and, you know, buy what's needed. With that being said, I got another caller that's calling in. Let me see what they have to say. Caller 678-2944. Your mic is live. Welcome to the Bread Man.
Greetings, how you taste the Bread Man? This is the schoolboy. What's happening?
How you doing, sir? Welcome to the Bread Man Show. What do you have to say about the discussion on safety and what we need to do as drivers, sir?
Well, I think our caller earlier said it best that you know, we had to put our pride aside sometimes and understand that these rules are put in for a reason. Because you know, I'm a former street racer. I got out the street, but you know, guys riding with no helmets, no roll cages, you know, and you got a 650, you know, 650 in the eighth car, you know, car running 650 in the eighth. We are really putting our lives in our hands. You know, we playing with our lives, and we don't even realize it because, you know, that's just something to do is, you know, you take that risk for the thrill. It's just like being on a motorcycle doing 140 miles an hour, and you're not taking the proper precautions, and you're not on a track, you're in the street. You know, so many variables can happen. You know, car come, you know, in the left man, you know, left hand lane, why these guys racing. You know, we try to take some safety precautions, but, you know, it's just too dangerous for that stuff to happen. You know, the show Street Outlaws has gotten real popular on Discovery Channel, comes on, you know, about the guys in Oklahoma. But I see all of them with helmets, roll cages, jackets, shoes, you know, just like they had the track. So with that being said, Brett, you know, is that something we can learn from in Georgia or Texas or North Carolina, wherever, you know, these guys are street racing?
Right, right, right. It's definitely something we can learn from, definitely that. And I just want to say, you know, thank you for calling in and giving us your piece and take on what you feel as far as safety is concerned. And I ask and hope that you are, you know, practicing what you preach as well, my brother.
Oh, I appreciate that. And one more quick thing. The reason they put the nets in the windows, you know, and they have restraints and whatnot, I don't know if you guys remember Dale or when, but you know, there's a racer out of Miami who went across seas and flipped his car, and what, he lost his legs and his arms because his arms flipped out the top fuel car. And he had to amputate both his arms and his legs. Do you remember that, Brett?
Yes, I remember that. Daryl Gwynn. I think he has his arms.
Yeah. It was Daryl Gwynn.
Yeah, he has. Yes, I remember that, JT.
If it was mandated after, I think the safety net may have got mandated after Lee Shepard got killed.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it was Lee Shepard.
Yeah, I think it was Lee Shepard when the net came in. I'm not absolutely sure, but I kind of think that's when it was. But I do know that what happened to Derek Gwynn, too. I think he lost his legs or something like that in a top fuel car. And Lee Shepard was in a pro stock.
Right, right.
But I want to comment about the street racer. Any and everybody in No Big Drag knows that that's where I come from. And, bro, believe me, I admire those guys on Street Outlaws, you know, for racing and doing that. But I want to say as an older man, you know, a lot wiser than I was when I was doing this stuff, man, try to get that stuff to a drag strip, you know, a place that's really set up for that. A place to where if you do have something that go wrong, you got safety crews there, people there that can come to, you know, to your aid immediately. The streets is not safe, you know, and I'm not trying to put a damper on street racing, you know, but I made it out. I made it out of there, but it's not safe. Do your street racing at the track, guys. You know,
hey,
I ain't going to never say about. Yes.
Frank.
Yes.
Yeah, everything you said is right, but for all the people that are listening that don't know, for all the people that are listening, don't know that Oklahoma thing is a good thing. It's for entertainment. They all on a controlled street and everything with safety people and everything and all that. That is a movie, y'all. And like Greg said, we're not advocating street racing. Even though if some of the younger guys see it, they might think that. We need to put the word out and keep telling everybody that is not really a real street racing they are doing down there. They are in a controlled environment. It just make trying to pretend it's for entertainment purposes, but it is sending a mixed message, though.
Yes, it does. It does, dog. You know, and just like the one caller was just saying, all those guys that they say, I paid attention to that too. All them guys have their safety stuff on, and they had a helmet. But as you can see, you know, those unprepped streets that they racing on or surfaces that they racing on, I'll say, they lose. I've watched it. I like the little truck. I make it my business to watch this on Mondays, you know, because it's what we like to do, you know. I've heard negativity about, you know, this show, but to me it is a cool show because that's actually where I come from, you know. And I just would hope for them, you know, that nothing happens to nobody, but they could try to offset something else where they can get over to Tulsa International. You know, it's a real good drag strip, man. And do what y'all do at the drag strip where you can, you know, assure yourself and even the people that's watching that street racing ain't where it's at, you know. I've done it for a long time, bro, and I got away with it, but I've seen several people lose their lives, you know, doing it, and it's just not cool. That's all I'll just say. It's not good.
Okie doke. With that being said, we got another caller, Big Drag, that may want to say something. Let me get him in here. 404-1304. Your mic is hot. Welcome to the
Grid. Good morning, brother.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How y'all doing? I'm doing good. Doing good. Just want to say, I don't know you personally, big guy, but it's a lot on your character that you care more about the driver than the car. And it's a good thing this morning when nobody's sending arrangements for no funeral and stuff like that, because I can hear from your mouth and from your heart that, you know, all that stuff that happened to that car could be replaced, but the driver at the end of the day. So I think that shows a lot for your character, and, you know, my hat's off to you for that, and let's go ahead to drive, okay?
Well, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you. And that's the great thing. You know, that's what makes this all okay, you know. It'll be all right. You know, we lost stuff before. That's materialistic stuff. I wasn't born in a material world because my mom and my dad were smart enough to know that materialism ain't going to get me through life. So they didn't even teach us that. And it showed, you know. But I appreciate the call, bro. And, yes, my drive was good. He's safe, you know. And we laughed about it last night, and we talked about we're going to build another car.
And that's a good thing right there. And I do a lot of racing with Mike Hill. And Fred, you know, I talk a lot about safety, and I stress safe. And even when we were at the ADRL this weekend, Mike was hurt. And I asked him, I said, man, how's your back feeling? He said, it's feeling a lot better and everything. And I asked him, I said, man, before you make half pass, make sure you can get in and out the car. I said, because anything can happen at any given time. And he felt better, and, you know, he crawled in and out a couple of times just to make sure and everything, and everybody felt good, and it's one of those things, like we all say, you know, sometimes people neglect safety, but it comes to a point to where you got to be safe, and some of the tracks might need to enforce it. The guys might not want to hear it, but, you know, and, you know, it's just one of those things that at the end of the day, it's for your protection. How the car can be replaced, you think.
Only, their protection only. That is a great point. Their protection. It doesn't do anything for the car only. He ain't in it. It don't do nothing for the track. It don't do nothing for the fans. That safety stuff is for the driver only. You know?
And I believe in safety. I talk to Brad all the time about safety and, you know, the tracks and everything. And I just believe in safety because at the end of the day, no matter how much money you got invested in that car, it can't replace that driver. No matter money in the world. And the worst thing ever is to go dress up with somebody.
Well, absolutely, bro. Absolutely. And knowing that he's all right, you know, it's a good day. It's actually a good day. It's funny you speak about Mike. Mike called me last night. And man, that he has, you know, and stuff. And I had some dudes tease me. About 3 weeks ago, we went to the muscle car race. We qualified over there in Pro Street with the car. And he said, man, what you doing with a Mike Hill shirt on? And you got your own car. I said, man, absolutely. You guys better understand. Them dudes out there off the East Coast, between the two, Edmund Hall and Mike Hill, them like my favorites, man. You know, and I've been a fan of Mike for a long time. And Mike is younger than me. But the man has did some major leaps and big steps. And, I commend him for that, man. So, that's why I told Mike what I told him last night about, man, can we please, you know what I'm saying, try to get along, man, and stop the country. Man. Somebody need to not saying that nobody has no attitudes or you know, animosity, but somebody needs to step up and try to make everything all right for everybody, man. So
I agree with you, and I've been knowing Mike for years. We met each other street race, matter of fact, and his family, like my family, he did a lot for me, still will. He like a brother / uncle, love him to death, or do anything for him, do anything with him. And he's a great promoter, and a lot of people need to realize sometimes that everything ain't meant for everybody. I mean, he made a career out of racing, and that's something that he loved. And a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people don't understand the promotion part. And, you know, he worked hard at it. I mean, everything he has done, he has worked hard at. I've seen it. And I'm not saying it because we real close to each other, but I mean, he work hard and he try to be a fast person, but you know, you in the race world, sometimes you can't please everybody.
You gotta stick
to your program and your promotion, man. You know, if somebody else's promotion or program don't fit into yours, then you know you ain't gotta talk about them and that's like that. They ain't gotta talk about yours, but life go on. You know, it ain't no sense of bashing each other, none of that type of stuff. But like life go on, and like you said, you know, maybe one day everybody get together. You know, it takes something like this here to make everybody come together, but. You know, eventually I'm pretty sure it'll get together and everything. And a lot of people just, you know, in my opinion, just everybody want to be the man. Everybody want to do this and everybody want to do that. But sometimes you need to just sit back and play your role and accept that. You know, it ain't meant for everybody to drive a car. Sometimes you need to be a car owner. Sometimes you need to be a crew man. But whatever your role is, just accept it and do the best that you can for it.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. I agree with you. Dog had just said that as well. When it comes to Mike, you know, Mike is good at what he do. Mike is good at what he does. Edmund Hall is good at what he does. And there's a whole lot of more brothers out here that is good at what they do. I'm not just speaking about the brothers. I say brothers meaning whatever race you are. You know, you're my brother, far as I'm concerned. I just call those two cats names because those are personal friends of mine, and I love them cats. But what I am saying, and Mike and Edmund know as well, when you're good, you automatically get your haters. You got people that hate people that's good. You understand what I'm saying? For whatever reason that they have, that they just dislike you because you're doing well or you appear to be well, we can't weed those folks out. But, you know, I just wanted to put that in there for Mike and Edmund and all the rest of the guys out here racing, man. Keep up the good work, man. You know, we can't
but, that's the thing. Everybody get their moment. Everybody get their moment at the spotlight. But the spotlight don't last forever. And you sit back and enjoy it. I remember when I first met Dog, he had a green 69 come out with a big blower. He terrorized us in Eaton, Georgia, and over at Tweed. Terrorized us. You know, and it's just one of those times. I remember when Mike had the little small block Mustang. They terrorized us over in Carolina. But, you know, you keep at it, you keep at it, you get better and everything. And, you know, when the light is on. When it's off, it's off. But, you just sit back and enjoy it because can't nobody stay on top forever. You know, you sit back and enjoy it at the end of the day. You know, he don't won a lot of races. He don't lost a lot of races. And the thing about it, he sit back and enjoy it. You know, we lose a race, we go over there and shake their hand. We win a race, we go over there and shake their hand. It don't make a difference, but a clean pass and, you know, just safe at the end and you're happy. I mean, we went to ARL, we qualified. Went to the second round, got put out, we were still happy because we learned a lot. We did good for what we had. And,
yeah,
you know, the thing is, a lot of guys, like you say, you know, if you don't have your moment, or like you said, it might take you a year or 2 years to bounce back from this right here. But, you know, the thing about it, you know, you get the opportunity to bounce back. You know, it takes time. You know, the money and stuff involved in the car. A lot of people don't understand that it takes time and money and, you didn't get to where you was overnight and nobody else will.
That's right.
It just take time and, you know, and I would wish that everybody promotes safety more with these grudge races or whatever kind of race you're doing. I don't care if a Ken O'Connor or my safety. It's up to the driver. You know, the track might not care nothing about you. Track without ambulance and stuff like that. Now, you know, they might not care nothing about you, but if you care about yourself, you'll make sure – you know, ambulance, you'll make sure you got the safety stuff. Or, you know, some guy laugh at the slower car and these guys over here suiting up and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, if something happened and that guy walk away, who got the last laugh?
That's right.
But y'all can put me back on mute. I just want to say, man, you know, like I said, I don't know you, but I have heard of you. And I think a lot of your character just for you, you know, the car can be replaced. And you didn't have to go down there and look in that car and call that man's family and tell him something like that had happened or something. And, you know, he got out the car. I'm pretty sure you hugged him. I'm pretty sure you called him back this morning. I'm pretty sure you know what the outcome could have been. It could have been a lot worse than what it was. But because that man got out that car and walked away, God is good. And that's something that Mike put on all his cars is God is good. And we believe in that statement. But with that said, y'all can put me back on muting, and I'm going to sit back and listen.
Okay, bro, we appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
But calling in, Shorty. With that being said, I got to pay some bills over here.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. This commercial is sponsored by Grudge Inc. Incorporated.
Texas get turned up. The Tommy Dog Racing, Showed Up Racing, and Grudge Inc. brings to you the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, Saturday, August 10th, 2013, at Dallas Raceway in Crandall, Texas. Let's get
turned up.
The stage has been set. All out Grudge Racing.
You heard me?
We got War, Atomic Dog vs. Tree Man, Showed Up vs. Mr. Five Speed, Bang, 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 Bang,
Bang.
Also looking for action, Tony Boss Byers and the Prime Time Crew, DJ Grant, Chi-Town Beers, C-Town Tony, Kenny Duke. We got HTI Racing vs. Hit Squad and Black Hole, 5-car lock-in, and more to come.
Hold up, hold up.
We got a 5-0 index class, $1,000 winner, a 580 index class, $1,000 winner, and a 7-0 index class, $500 winner. Let's get
turned up.
For the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, gates open at 12 noon, admission $20, kids 12 under free, spectator side parking free, pit side parking $10. Texas, stand up. Let's get
turned up.
Cause everything's big in Texas. I got my cowboy boots. Let's do some kicking. For more info, call Atomic Dog up at 512-775-6563 or call up Peanut at 214-317-0185. It's your boy Chuck G. Let's get
turned up.
We're back. We're back. That commercial was sponsored by Grudge Inc. Incorporated. At this time, we're going to move right along. If any of you callers that are headed out to Texas or would like to speak to Big Drag, y'all can press the one button now while we have enough time to hear everyone. And I'm setting this, you know, a lot of things aside in order to allow Big Drag to say hello and give his thoughts on, you know, what has happened to him and his family. I want to also give a big shout out. I know y'all listening to Pete Berner, Mike Miller, and the Rudy Boys Racing Team. I want to give a big shout out to y'all. For those of you who don't know the Rudy Boys Racing Team, that is who Big Drag is. That's on the side of the car, Rudy Boys Racing. With that being said, if y'all would like to hit the one button and come on and speak or throw your, two cent in on what you feel about safety and how you think you're going to improve your game, we'd like to hear from you. Other than that, I'd like to go back to, while we're waiting on callers to call in, I'd like to go back to Atomic Dog. Atomic Dog!
What's up, Brad, man? I'm just getting back, man, enjoying the show. Hey, what Drag say, man? I got a lot of respect for Drag, and prayers go out to Drag and his whole team. They take a standing-up person. They take somebody that's close to God to really understand what Drag's saying when he's saying it. You can tell what he's sincere about what he's saying. Because most important, man, and Dog said it also, his life is more important than anything. He kind of foreseen something, and then that didn't come to pass. And the good thing about it is both of those guys are here to still be able to talk about it. So, hey, man, people sometimes don't look at things like that, but in essence, when reality comes, you look back, reflect on, hey, it's so true. He made a wise man decision, and look what happened. Dragging his buddy, man, is still here. So, hey, my hats go off, prayers go off, man. You know, we need to do something, try to help guys out when they get incidents like that, because it's very important to the Grudge game. So, man, I just kind of, it's hard to not continue to mention it because it's so fresh in my mind. And I'm going to be talking about it on my show tomorrow. That safety is a big, big part of it. We see many guys go through catastrophic failures and incidents in these cars, and sometimes we take for granted the safety rule. You can never do too much with your car to try to prevent the safety aspect of it. Do all you can, guys. You know, I see guys at tracks, like I say, we're putting money in places and we'll cheat ourselves when it comes to safety. But, man, if you ever been in a fire or been in an accident, you never know until it happened to you. So, hey, man, with that said, man, hey, Greg, hang in there, man. You'll bounce back. Your whole team will. As far as the grudge racing team, and a very big thing they said about trying to see guys get away from the victory, because I'm with that myself, man. Hey, with a grudge game, we have to find ways to support everybody in the grudge game. And smack talk is good, but, man, let's try to keep it where we still support each other and not get the fists and blows. Hey, with that said, man, I just want to come back on and say August the 10th, we're going to try to do our thing. Everybody that can support and make the Dallas Raceway do so. Anybody got any questions about anything else, I'll be standing by. I pray, man, I appreciate the opportunity to speak on the show. Thank you.
So, no problem, no problem. I just wanted to know, basically, as far as your show is concerned, you got Tony Bynes coming out there. Who do you have locked in for your show, Atomic Dog? That's what I wanted to ask you.
Right now, I'm locked in with Tree Man. If everybody knows Tree Man, we all came out to rock now. Tree Man has most people from the East Coast that's out there. If anybody knows David Campbell, he's a big-time racer out there on the East Coast and the big dog. Tree Man has his beautiful 7.5 Camaro. Me and him, we gonna do our thing on that day. A lot of people in Texas have been waiting on me and Tree Man to do it. We were locked in for the last race back in December, I had, but everybody that know me know that, you know, I kind of hurt my call when I went to make the charges for the final hit down there, so we didn't get to do it, but hopefully everything go well. We got another 5 days, and maybe everybody that can see it, we're gonna turn things loose. So we locked in. Mr. Five-Speed is locked in with Tony Boss Bynes is locked in with Tony Thorne. He also locked in with Kenny Duke, and he's trying to, he called Dunya. We're in Dunya, trying to lock in with Dunya. You also got King Nate out of North Carolina. He's locked in with Blind Eye Killer out of Houston, Texas, right now. We got just a lot of other locked in races, man, guys coming to try to do their thing. So, hey, we look if anybody else, you got a lock in, you want to go down. We got about 16 locked in right now. Hopefully they get off. But, hey, if you want to do your thing and you come to Texas, hey, it'll be a great time. People like to see you, man. And it's going to be going down. So give me a call. You can give me a call at 512-775-6563. Or you can come on Atomic Dog Tuesday at 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern. And that number again is the same number as the Red Man Show. That's 646-200-4419. We'll be on tomorrow. We talk about lock-in and talk about safety. Okay, thank you.
What would that be? Yeah, we're going to move right along. I do know for the guys that are headed from Georgia going over that way, I want to, while we got Atomic Dog on the phone, I want to share some information about us going over there to run guys in that area. I noticed on several shows last week, a lot of us don't know. If I went to Texas and wanted to run a car, and over here we run with no wheelie bars, most of us over here run with small tires, but me personally, I don't have small tires on my car, and I do have wheelie bars, so that's how they run them out in Texas. Them boys run with big tires and wheelie bars, and, you know, they give you what you're looking for. Now, why am I saying this? I want to let the Georgia boys know that Atomic Dog has definitely got his crew wound up to take all races that day, August the 10th. And I just want to ask you, Atomic Dog, while I have you on, most of your guys do have wheelie bars on their cars, right, the way they grudge out there?
That's right. That's right, Brad, man. Probably 95% of the guys out here have wheelie bars. Let me say this. Grudge racing around the world, everybody don't race the same. But like they always say, the fastest car don't always win. And just because you got wheelie bars don't mean you're going to outrun a car that don't have that wheelie bars. It's always taking a gamble. But when you come to certain parts of the country, you know, you can skip your race accordingly, but don't get mad if a guy don't take his wheelie bars off. You're going out that way, just like Tony said. Some guys, he come out here, they take the wheelie bars off. Tony got a couple of cars he locked in with right now, and he lead the guy keeping wheelie bars on. So it just all depends. Just because they got wheelie bars don't mean they're as fast, but it's about the stipulation. But understand, when a guy don't want to do it out here in Texas, it ain't the guy's head. You coming out here with your car without bars to go as fast as you can go. The guy here in Texas got bars on his car. He's trying to go as fast as he can go. So, hey, it's all about when you go to people's backyard, sometimes you got to dance their music. When they come to the East Coast, sometimes they got to dance y'all's music. So it is what it is. It's grudge racing. The fastest car don't always win. Willie Barnes don't make you go no faster. But once you leave the line, they're on for the ride. It just makes you maybe hook up a little bit better so you not maybe don't tune as good without them. But that don't mean you the fastest. I've seen Tony done come out here and he done won some and lost some. And some he done won. Guys had big ties and Willie Barnes. So it's about picking your man and trying to make a race for the fans. So that's a good thing. Glad you brought it up. I hope a lot of guys have on these coats at hand. Don't let that shine away. Come on here and take your chance. We got some guys out there with half balls. The guys out here in Texas kind of stay away from them because they even got balls. They don't feel like they can outrun them. So it's about taking a chance, about grudge racing, about having fun and bringing action. So come on out here. Don't worry about the balls. Try to get your man.
I want to thank you. Thank you, Tommy Dog. I wanted to ask Dog, that is, Willie Dog, says that we got two dogs on the line at one time. How do you feel about going out west, running guys with Willie Balls, knowing how you prefer to run? How do you feel about that?
Let me answer this one for Willie Dog.
Like you said, but I agree with what Tommy Dog them said in the beginning. If you come to my house, you should be able to play by my rules. I mean, but you know, if you can get a guy out there and you can talk him out of taking his Willie Balls off, hey man, that's him if he take them off. But I do agree, if I come to your house, I should go by your rules. Because like I said, we were just up there in Maryland this weekend. Most of all them guys are just like the guys in Texas. They all run with the Willie Balls. I mean, you know, they just run with the Willie Balls because maybe they don't know how to tune their calls without them, or maybe they just want to keep them on there. I don't know. But if you go to somebody's house, I think you should run by their rules.
There it is. Well, with that being said, I mean, are you looking to get out west, Dog? I mean, is that something that, you know what I mean? Because you've been doing a lot of traveling here lately. Good God Almighty. God's been good.
Well, now, like I said, you know, I do traveling, and like I said, I don't want to go into specifics of why I go to certain places or why I do certain things. But, hey, man, I would love to go to Texas, but, I mean, sometimes it's just not in my DNA to make it out there. Not saying I won't make it, but, you know, you never know. We still got to the tent to find out.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I'm sure we'd definitely love to have you out that way. I'm definitely trying to head that way and meet and greet the certain individuals out there. I kind of like Tommy Dog. I kind of like that guy that was arguing with the what was his name? He told him to bar. One of the guys told him to bar the motor from the Jetta. Well, I was tickled pink laughing at that man. Good God Almighty. Y'all got some characters out there, just like we do here. And they all sound fun and sound like it's going to be a great race. And there's one I definitely need to try to get to, sure indeed. With that being said, we're going to move right along. Big Drag. Where my man Big Drag at?
Okay, I'm here.
Big Drag. I hope that, you know what I mean? I'm sure you're going to be on a lot of different shows this week. I know that I was trying to say his name, Jerry Janetta.
Jerry Janetta is his name. It's spelled, pronounced
yeah.
Janetta.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure I said his name, and I want to make sure I said Mitch Michael's name again.
Mitch Michael is my driver, and Mike Miller is my chassis guy that keeps the car in order. And Jerry Janetta is the engine builder. And Pete Berner is my help, you know, the person that really gets me going in the right direction.
Right, right, right. Right now, and I want to say thank you to those guys that helped out Big Drag, and thanks for everybody who called in. We're going to continue the show. Do anybody have any tech questions they'd like to call in on while we got individuals on the line that might want to learn anything? You can press the one button for any questions, that is. Definitely for Big Drag while we got them on here, Atomic Dog for his show, or Willie Jog for anything up under the sun. You know, we got a bunch of guys, a bunch of knowledge on here right now, and we, you know, here it is for you guys that would like to step up. Other than that, we're going to move right along. If y'all don't have any other questions, I'm not going to run the show into a dead beat. We've had a great show, and I thank y'all for calling in. I thank Big Drag for being on and sharing what has happened to him this weekend. I want to thank you, too, Atomic Dog, for being on. And we're going to go to final thoughts right quick, and we're going to get on out of here. I think we're going to start with we'll start with you, Dog, your final thoughts on the show.
All right, if you're talking about the you said Dog, I assume you mean the real Dog, not the Atomic Dog. But now, first I want to say all roads lead to Texas this week, Atomic Dog. For all y'all that don't know, Tracy Smith, Atomic Dog, one of the best guys that come in the game. He come in the game full force. He didn't come in the game. I got to just sell or something because maybe some people don't know. He didn't come in the game begging for nothing. He came in the game giving. He came to all the shows out here on the East Coast. He brought all the Texas guys together. He did so much. So anybody that can go out there to Texas to support Atomic Dog on this race, please do that because he has given to the game and he's continuing to give to the game. And he always puts on good shows. Also, I want to say a special props out to my man, Big Drag, man. Like I said, I don't know if y'all can tell it or not. I was getting well up for real. This is nothing fake. I don't have to do nothing fake. Whatever I do as a grown man. And I got the utmost respect for Drag, and I'm going to be honest with you. If it had been my car, and I know my stuff don't cost a tenth of what his cost, but it's mine, I think I probably would have cussed all y'all ass out for calling me. Because what I do is when I lost like that, different people take different losses different ways. Sometimes whenever I had a loss like that, I just like to lay in the bed and stay asleep, hoping if I don't wake up, I don't have to think about it. But I want to say big props out to Drag to be up this early in the morning after such a doggone tremendous loss to come on and be able to explain to some people out there and hope some people got something out of this here. It takes a big man to do that, and I can't keep saying it. But, like I said, actions speak louder than words, and Big Drag, I don't know how he's doing it, but if he's faking it, he ought to be an actor because he's faking it good. But he gave out some good inspirations and everything, and I just want to send props out to Big Drag. And, man, anything I can do, I done got, since we've been on this phone call, I don't know why they don't call the show or why they didn't, but they called me. I don't know what it is. Big Drag, I have several people say they don't have that kind of equipment, but they know people that's got that kind of equipment. And if you need any help or anything they might could help you with, give them a call. And I'm just going to put one name out there, and that covers three or four of the guys, Big Ball Factor and the Killing Time Crew. They say anything you might need or anything they might could help you with, give them a call. That was Big Ball Factor, and that includes Lethal Weapon, Stevie Jackson, and all them guys. They say give them a call if anything they might could help you with. And, Breadman, we want to thank you for conducting a hell of a show. You had a hell of a show, Breadman. You conducted it well. And props out to y'all, man. And I'm gonna be back on mute and listen to the rest of the final thoughts. And I'm sorry to talk so long, but when something hit me like that, I got diarrhea of the mouth, and it's really touching. Drag, hold your head up, brother. Hold your head up, man. I love you.
I appreciate you, Dog. I appreciate you. I appreciate Big Ball. I appreciate Lethal Weapon, all them guys, Stevie Jackson. That's like our Jay and all them guys, they call me. And they asked what they could do, and they told me what they would like to do, as well as Mike Hill even said the same thing. The way that I look at it, fellas, you know, everybody got certain issues in their lives, you know what I'm saying? And some of us are dealing with, you know, financial issues as well. So for a person to just offer, you know, not even give, just offer, is so huge, man. I can't even explain to y'all how it makes me feel. I appreciate you guys and everybody that, you know, sympathized with my loss. But
anything be done, you know, to help me. I don't want an individual to have to take away from his family or take away from his life. I spoke to Joe, my buddy. Everybody knows that that's the crazy son of a gun, but that's still my buddy. I don't care how crazy he is, that dog on Mississippi Joe is my buddy. And they want to do a race. They want to do a benefit race. I got a call from Tony Bynes was looking for me, but I just couldn't get to him last night because I had to get all my stuff back loaded up. And at the most, y'all, if anybody does anything, and it's okay if they don't, you know, I still appreciate everything. Let's just, you know, if we put a race together and make it a benefit race to where nobody has to come out of their pocket with no large amounts or no certain amounts. It just would be to show up at the races, get the racing on, and we'd take it from there. And we could, you know, probably, you know, make a good show. I'll bring some unity amongst all the guys that's, you know, in different directions and stuff like that, and we could take it from there. But this is definitely not nothing that I'm asking or begging. These are the things that someone was telling me that they would like to do. And I'm fine with that, and I'm not too big except the helping hand, bro. Believe me, I've had more help than I've helped, you know what I'm saying, because I can't give out enough help for all the people that has helped me in life. But I'm still here trying to, you know, help people just for the fact of being there to help someone when they need it. So that would be the best way that I would see it be done. Dog, that way Dog didn't have to take $1,000 out of his life or out of his household, and the next dude didn't have to take $500 or $200. You know what I'm saying? If we can just all come together, if we're going to do something like that, and whatever it does, man. But it's just the thought of it, man, it's overwhelming for me, and I appreciate that, y'all. I just want y'all to know that, man. And if anybody need to call me, call me. They still call me. This car ain't got me all Mrs. Barbara Ray where I can't think or where I can't do nothing. You know, it's just another race car, man. It was, like I say, dog, you may have not had a car on that scale, but you had a car. And that's why I try to let people understand it was your car. This was my and me and my brother's car, you know. But we will bounce back, I promise you that. You know, I don't know how long it's going to take us, but we will bounce back, and we appreciate all the love that we're getting, man. It really does a lot for me because, actually, I just didn't know all these people care. You know, I'm going to be real with y'all.
Well, Big Drag, I wanted you to go last because there's still love on the line that we wanted to get the final thoughts out. If you don't
well,
mind.
I'll stay on. I'll stay on, Brad.
Okay, well, hold on a minute. Let's get the let me go to these next ones. 770-2657. Your final thoughts, sir. Your mic is hot. Hello. Oh, well, I'm gonna go to the next one. 678-2944. Your final thoughts, sir. Your mic is hot. Oh well, y'all. Press 1 to get your hands down. I'm just going back over the folks that got their hands up. 404-1304, your final thoughts, sir. Your mic is hot.
Hey, it was a good show, Brad. And like I say, big man, you got a lot for your character because, you know, you turned the wind light on because your driver got out the car at the end of the day. And, you know, everybody next day prayed up and everything, and everybody get through everything, and we'll have another good show the rest of the week with the other guys and everything. And like you say, you'll bounce back. And the good thing about it, we ain't talking about dressing up, going to bury nobody.
That's definitely the main thing, you know, because I don't know if I could have made it through this one if I'd have hurt my buddy or lost him, you know. So I'm just so glad that it worked out.
Like I said, that's a lot on your character right there. No matter what, you know, nobody. It go to one of them things like I think Tupac said, we might fight amongst each other, but when something happened, we'll join together and burn everything down or whatever. You know, it's so character when everybody can join together when something happened regardless. So, I mean,
yeah,
at that point, you know, yeah, y'all have a good day and everything, and my prayers are with you, your driver, and everybody else.
Well, appreciate you, brother. Thanks for all the nice kind words, bro.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I have a good one.
Okie doke. Thank you. That was short, everybody. Let me see. I got Atomic Dog. Your mic is hot on your final thoughts.
Hey, good show, Brad, man. And hey, Drag, I heard you say, you know, you don't know how, but you never would have made it. But That reminds me of those spiritual song called I Never Would Have Made It Without Him. Hey, just to go to show you, your whole team made it because God is good, and, man, you believe in it, y'all believe in it. And it's a strong thing when people bring up religion, but it's so true. We never would make it without the grace of God, man. And just keep doing what you're doing like you're telling everybody. You know your fans back. And as a growing world, man, I'm going to support in any way I can. And hopefully we can do a benefit race and try to raise something to help you. Because, man, you know, it's tough when you put your life into it. But at the same time, it saved a life. And that's what it's all about. We only have one life, and it saved your driver's life. So,
yep.
All you had safe equipment, and he was able to get out. And God is good all the time. So hang in there, big fella. And as a growers world, we're going to do everything we can to help you. And about the unity for the growers races, man, I would love to see it come and be what it should be. We going to have the ups and downs, but overall, that we can just keep doing what we do and try to work things out together and take every growers race to play their part when they see it going left sometime to help try to steer it back right. But that's it. New show, Bread Man. Hope to see as many as I can. August the 10th, Dallas Raceway. Thank you, Birdman.
Okie doke.
With that being said, go ahead, Big Drag, and then I'm going to go right after you, Big Drag.
I appreciate Telltale Talk, Tommy Dog, and Tracy. I appreciate everything you said, man, and that's all I was saying, but if you're ready for me to go, I will.
So go ahead, Big Drag.
Okay. Well, first of all, man, I want to thank God for all things. And secondly, I want to thank him for all you guys out there, man, the drag racer supporters, Dog, and all the guys. I can't name everybody, man, because I'm telling you, I got a ton of calls, ton of people trying to give me stuff, want to send money, want to give me parts. Man, I appreciate all that, man. And my pride ain't too big to accept some help. You know, not a problem. I just want to let y'all know I appreciate everything. If you guys, you know, decide to do something, that'll be well, too. But if not, I want you guys to know that's still well. Just the thought of it means a lot to me. There are some guys out there that I know, big names, you know, but I haven't really sat down and chat with them, such as Big Ball Factor and them and his crew and Stevie Johnson. I do know them guys. I know them a long time before I even started grudge racing. You know, I've heard of these guys and know the things that they were doing. And I just want to tell them, thank them as well, you know, Jay Barnes and, you know, the grudging crew, all those guys, you know, just had a fulfilled night last night, you know, trying to come to some conclusions on what they would do about this situation with my car. And I hadn't even known anything about it because I was still trying to run my show. This thing that happened at my show. So I still had a show to run, you know, so I couldn't let that stop me from having the show. But I want to let everybody know the show was a success. You know, it was good. Everybody had fun. And the best part about it, the junior dragster race, which paid two kids, I think Petey is 15 years old and Frank's son is about 12. We had a best 2 out of 3 that I put together, and the winner got $300 and the loser got $200. And, man, I'm telling you, to hand them kids that money and see the look on their face, man, it was well worth having everything that went on this past weekend. So with that being said, I want to thank all y'all again, man. I appreciate y'all. And we're going to build another car, ain't no doubt about it. You know, I just have to see how I'm going to be able to do it. But we'll make it happen. And thanks for having me on, Brett, man. I want to thank, again, Jerry Giannata Racing Engines. You know, he builds all my engine stuff. Pete Burner, you know, he's reared me with a lot of things with my car. He took my car, he set it up. You know, he didn't charge me nothing. He gave me parts. I mean, whatever I need, he's always been there. I want to thank Mike Miller, you know, from keeping the chassis in order. You know, I also want to thank Bob Laurel and Laurel Auto Works that put a 15,000-mile paint job on our car just to wear his name. I want to thank BASF for supplying us to paint the car with, you know, and all the supporters and the people that, you know, made this possible for us to build a car that caliper. I just want to say thank them, man. And I hope that, you know, their time and effort
don't go in vain, because we're going to come back.
All righty. All righty. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead with my closing thoughts. I want everybody to think about what they said when they called in today and spoke to Big Drag. I want to thank everybody for stepping up to speak to Big Drag. And with that being said, I want to leave with this right here. Be a comforter. They approach and come forward. Each helps the other and says to his brother, be strong. You can find that in Isaiah 41, verse 5 and 6. I'm going to continue with this. Life is not easy, but if you complain about your fate and feel that God has let you down, you only succeed in creating more misery and despair. If the internal spirit of the living Christ lives in you, he will prevent you from sinking into the quicksand of despair. Cast your cares upon God. After all, he knows about everything. Then you will be able to live creatively and courageously. Through the power of Christ's indwelling spirit, you can triumph over any negative circumstance. With that being said, I want to say thank you to all that participated in the Bread Man one-time show. And y'all, listen, learn, and keep motivating. For that being said, this is the Bread Man. I love y'all. We'll look forward to seeing y'all next Monday, 11 o'clock a.m. Thank y'all. I love you. Peace.